Good morning. Welcome to Our Savior Lutheran Church. Sunday morning, 10 o'clock worship service. Today is the first Sunday of Christmas. And the first worship liturgy for January 1st, 2023. Happy New Year, everybody. The radio broadcast will be at 11 o'clock on WPHM, 1380 AM. And the service recordings are available at www.wphm.net/podcast/Our Savior. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Mary Patterson. And there will be communion today. Happy birthday, Jesus, and to all who celebrate birthdays this month. Hoping everyone had a safe holiday. Our worship leader is Pastor Charlie Martin. Our sound tech is Ken Doty. And I am the assisting. My name is Tony Gaines. As we celebrate the 12 days of Christmas, our gospel today confronts the death of innocent children at the hands of Herod. The birth of Christ does not remove the power of evil from our world, but its light gives us hope as we walk with all of the holy moments of past generations and to do today who have suffered unjustly. In our gathering around word and meal, God continues to redeem us, lift us up, and carry us as in the days of old. Today's gathering hymn is Infant Holy, Infant Lowly.
Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the Word made flesh, our life and our salvation.
Amen.
Trusting the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior, let us confess our sin. God of life, you promise good news of great joy for all people and call us to be messengers of your peace. We confess that too often we hoard our joy, our resources, and our security. We nurture conflict and build barriers. We neglect the needs of our neighbors and ignore the groaning of creation. Have mercy on us, where we are self-centered, open our hearts. Where we are reluctant, give us courage. Where we are cynical, restore our trust. Renew us with your grace, and give us again the hope of eternal life in you.
Amen.
Hear the good news. We are children of God and heirs of God's promises through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus, we are forgiven and redeemed. Sing with joy, for all the ends of the earth shall know the salvation of God. Amen. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, you know that we cannot place our trust in our own powers. As you protected the infant Jesus, defend us and all the needy from trouble. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Today's first reading comes from Isaiah chapter 63, verses 7 through 9. God does not delegate divine intervention to a messenger or an angel. God's own presence brings salvation. The prophet and all who reads these words join in celebrating God's gracious deeds, God's trust that God's people will not act falsely. The reading begins. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us, and the great favor to the house of Israel that he has shown them according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely. And he became their savior in all of their distress. It was no messenger or angel, but the presence that saved them in his love and in his pity, to be redeemed them, he lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today's psalm is number 148. The antiphon is, his glory is over earth and heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights.
Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host.
Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, you highest heavens,
and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He established them.
He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed.
His glory is over earth and heaven. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps.
Fire and rain, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
His glory is over earth and heaven. Young men and women alike, old and young together.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above heaven and earth.
He has raised us up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. Today's second reading comes from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 through 18. Through Jesus' suffering and death, the trail to eternal salvation has been blazed for us. We do not fear death because he has conquered the power of death. Thus Christ, our merciful and faithful high priest, has the final say over the destiny of our lives. The reading begins. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist and bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you, and again I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I and the children whom God has given me. Since therefore the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The hymn of praise today is Blessed Assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, princess of God. Blood of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest, I am my Savior. Filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.
Our gospel and our message today are being brought to us by our bishop. You may remain seated today.
The gospel for the first Sunday in Christmas. The gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. Now, after the Magi had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up. Take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared suddenly in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when Joseph heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And, after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear ones in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, whose early life was filled with so much turmoil and distress. It is good to be here with you on this first day in the new year, good to celebrate together as members and friends of the Southeast Michigan Synod. And on behalf of an amazing Synod staff, I bring your greetings in this new year. It is my hope that your Christmas celebration was lovely, that your New Year's party was festive, and that the 12 months ahead of us will be filled with God's blessings for peace and joy, not just for us, but for all of God's children. So, on this first day of the new year, how are you doing, dear ones? There was so much that has been packed into our lives over the last week. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, with all their joy and stress, all the food and frenzy, the holiday gatherings and the family and friends, the vacation days that need to be planned and organized, or the days back to work already before you really got a chance to unwind. How are you doing? And do you know what I mean? And then last night, there were New Year's Eve parties, and perhaps there were gatherings with friends and maybe champagne, along with the hopes and the prayers that the year of our Lord's grace, 2023, would be an improvement over last year. The good Lord knows that the bar has not been set that high. And by now, a week after Christmas or so, you may have had to send stuff back, stuff that didn't fit or didn't work or you just didn't like. And if your house is like mine, most of the Christmas cookies have been eaten and most of the Christmas leftovers have been eaten as well, although it was lovely to have them while they lasted, wasn't it? And then there have been all the football games and all the end of year lists and all the resolutions that we made that we hope will make us better, happier versions of ourselves, for a while at least. And that's a lot when you think about it, isn't it? Because it is not unreasonable to wish that things could slow down just a little bit. It's not unreasonable to wish that somebody could yell, "Time out!" To give each of us a moment to pull ourselves together, to decompress ourselves from the holiday stresses, and then to simply breathe, to inhale and to exhale. It could be a moment to give thanks. It could be a moment to take stock. It could be a moment to consider how we will be challenged in the year ahead and the ways that we have been blessed to meet those challenges. Or it could be a moment to ask some version of that great Lutheran question, what does this mean? And it would be lovely to be able to take the time to do any of those things and to reflect again on the story that we heard last Christmas Eve, the story that we know so well, the one with angels and shepherds and the astonishing birth of the promised child in the little town of Bethlehem. And I wish that moment and that reflection and the wonder of that story could belong to each of us for just a little while longer I wish that each of us could re-enter the normal routines of our lives and the beginning of the new year in the same way that St. Luke describes the shepherds returning to their flocks that holy night, glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard. I wish that, dear ones, but most of us have learned by now that our days and the world are seldom arranged according to the way that we would pick if we were given a choice. Because having turned to St. Luke for the part of the Christmas story that we know and love best, this first Sunday after Christmas, we return to Matthew's story. And Matthew does not speak of angels or shepherds. He does not talk about wrapping the child in bands of cloth and laying him in a manger. Not at all. Matthew is the one who tells us about the Magi, the wise ones, the visitors from the east who came bearing gifts, following a star and searching for the one who was born King of the Jews. And Matthew is the one who tells us about Herod and about Herod's fear and rage and about his desperate desire to hold on to his throne and his power, and tells us about his power over the lives and deaths of the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or younger at the time of Jesus' birth. It is hard, isn't it, dear ones, to hear that story so close to Christmas? It is hard to try to put all that we just celebrated, the joy and the hope and the promise of peace, it is hard to place all those things next to the grief and horror of what the church remembers as the slaughter of the innocents. But both are there, dear ones. And even though it may be impossible to reconcile the two, we must not forget that both things are a part of the story. Because just as we have known joy, we have also known grief. Just as we have clung to hope, we have also been lost in despair. Just as we have been surrounded by those we know and love best, there are times also when we have been profoundly and terribly alone. We know birth, we know death. In fact, and I know that you know this already, when we pause for just a moment and expand our focus beyond the events of this last week, we recognize that the Christmas story, both in Luke and now in Matthew, we recognize that the Christmas story is not for just one night, not for just one week. It is a story that speaks as deeply as we can understand about God's surpassing and relentless love for the world, and for us, dear ones, for us as well. It is the Christmas story, either Luke or Matthew's, that speaks of God's determination to remove any barrier between us. And the way God chose to accomplish that was to send a son to be born into the world, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. That's the central part of the Christmas story, and both Luke and Matthew are clear about it, that God's Son was born here, born like one of us to parents who were like us, so that Christ would know and love and redeem us in all of our humanity. We are loved, we are known, we are saved. And that's the gospel for the day, dear ones, that fulfilling the words of the prophets and with the choirs of the angels and the wonder of the shepherds and the hope of the Magi, that's the gospel for the day, that unto us has been born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Merry Christmas, dear ones, and Happy New Year.
Of course, I just couldn't get away without saying something this morning. You have no idea what it was like to go through the week and sort of semi-prepare for a message, knowing that the bishop was going to put together this profound message as only he can. So this is my own add-on for the messages for this day. So my thanks to Bishop Chris for his words. We know and we agonize over the gospel that we heard today. Words that we can barely take in, yet very too much familiar for us. Just this past year, we've had Uvalde, and too close in our memories is still the Oxford event. I'm describing it as event, as a word to use to say what happened just a little kinder than it really is in real life. We also have had our own personal losses to deal with in our lives. God does not abandon us in any of those times and never will. Why God allows this to continue to happen on the earth God created, to the people God created in love, I can't begin to answer. That might be a question for us to kind of tuck away for some discussion group that we get to be a part of in heaven. What God tells us is to not back down, to not accept this as the concept that God has for this world. We do not shy away from living, but we know that God, and especially Jesus, walk with us each day through all the horrors and all the joys of life. That Jesus wants us to know that because he came, we can live in the joy even while being vigilant. God dearly loves us, which God showed to us all by sending his Son to us. This is all the reminder that we need of just how much God loves us. Amen. Our hymn of the day is Fairest Lord Jesus.
Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all creation, O thou God and man, the Son, thee will I cherish, thee will I honor, thou my soul's glory, joy and crown. The world burns, oh, in the blooming God of spring, Jesus is fair. Thank you.
Please rise as you are able. Let us pray. With wonder and thanksgiving for Christ's coming into the world, we pray for the church, the life of the earth, and the whole human family.
Merciful God, broaden the church's hospitality and welcome. Open our hearts to any in need of refuge, and help especially those who are persecuted. Prosper the work of immigration and refugee services. God of grace.
Hear our prayer.
Life-giving God, restore the health of the soil, the seas, and the air. Increase the joy and praise of all living things. Strengthen local, national, and international efforts to prevent further harm to the environment. God of grace.
Hear our prayer.
Liberating God, deliver your people from cruel oppression. Work justice in every nation and keep the dream of freedom alive. In this new year, bring the blessings of peace and put an end to violent conflict throughout the world. God of grace.
Hear our prayer.
Uplifting God, raise all who are bound down by trouble and need, especially individuals and families living in poverty. Protect and nurture all children. Sustain those who parent, teach, and care for the young. God of grace.
Hear our prayer.
Remember in your prayers these people: Donna Barnish, Deb Cook, Pastor Don Dorsbacher, Sarah Mayer Flatt, Gary Masar, Cherry Mosrack, Beverly and Ed O'Connor, Carl Rich, Douglas Weaver, Pastor Joyce and Pastor Ken Stabe, and their son Mason, the family and friends of Don Chittister, Patty Dunn, Joseph Coday, Shirley McLean, Bob Porter, Herman Bratfish, and Munich Carlton, with their recent passing. Those serving to protect our nation, both at home and overseas, that they may return safely. Abiding God, accompany this community in the new year. Increase our love for one another and the neighbors we serve. Enrich our worship and deepen our faith. Sustain our pastor and all who minister in your name. God of grace.
Hear our prayer.
Loving God, the innocents who perish in every generation are safe in your keeping. We give you thanks and praise for all of the faithful who have gone before us in everlasting life with you. God of grace.
Hear our prayer. Pondering the mystery of eternal love made flesh in Christ Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray to the mercy of God. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you for your continued support to the Christian ministry of Our Savior Lutheran in your offerings. Next Sunday at 3 o'clock, there will be a first meeting of a choral group from the three Lutheran Port Huron churches. Times for practice and other details will be discussed. Today's offering hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Thank you.
this morning's offering prayer. God with us, you came as a baby to a manger. You slept on straw and greeted shepherds. You come again in bread and wine. Remind us how good you are at blessing ordinary things. And then, through these gifts, help us to bless the lives of others in the strength of your holy name. Amen. Amen.
Please rise as you are able. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna in the Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, Power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now let us pray with confidence in the words that our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Word is revealed in a manger, in simple bread and wine. Come, meet Christ in this meal. Amen. You may be seated. The body of Christ given for you. 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 Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 blood of Christ shed for you.
This is the body of Christ given for you.
Amen. Please rise as you are able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
On this day, O God, you gave us Christ the Son to save us. As you sent the one foretold, send us now with good news for all people. Let the gladness of this feast have no end as we share with others the joy that fills us through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Now may God bless you and keep you. Jesus, grant you grace and truth, and the Spirit send peace upon your hearts now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our sending hymn is Come Christians, Join to Sing. You may be seated for the sending song.
Savior is born. Go in peace, proclaim the good news.
Thanks be to God.